Valley of Bones by Michael Gruber. Read by Nick Sullivan. Disc 1.
Chapter 1. The cop happened to look up at just the right instant, or he would have missed it. Not the actual impalement, but the fall itself. It took him a disorienting second to realize what he was seeing. The swelling black mass against the white stone and glass of the hotel facade, and then it was finished, with a sound that he knew he would carry to his grave. After that, he took a minute or so to sit on the bumper of his car with his head down low, so as not to pollute the crime scene with his own vomit, and then reported the event on his radio. He called it in as a 31, which was the Miami PD code for a homicide, although it could have been an accident or a jumper, although it felt like a homicide, for reasons the cop could not then explain. While he waited for the sirens, he looked up at the row of balconies that made up the face of the Trianon Hotel. The thought briefly crossed his mind that he ought to go and check the guy out to make sure that he was actually dead, that perhaps the wrought iron fleur-de-lis spearheads protruding from the man's neck, chest, and groin had missed all the vital organs in their paths. He was a dutiful officer, but this was his first fresh corpse, and he decided not to investigate more closely than a couple of yards, telling himself that it was better not to contaminate the crime scene. The corpse had been a good-looking guy, he thought. Leather dark skin, but aquiline features, hooked nose, thin lips, a little spade beard. There was something foreign about the face, although the officer could not have said.